Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And I'm here with my co-host, the Superior Super Wogabi.
What up, everybody?
that's a thing now, just so you know.
I'm just a little triggered about that.
The Superior.
For reasons that I can't discuss on the show.
Don't be hating.
Yeah, all
right. And to my right, returning guest, it's been a while. Shouldn't have left us, whatever how the song goes. The Genius of Justification, Just Greg!
What's up, guys? How you doing?
How's everyone doing today?
A little under the weather, yeah. But I'm good.
I feel like it looks outside right now.
Dreary.
Yeah. You know, the fall's coming.
Not so sunny.
I like the fall.
The winter's coming.
Winter is coming.
Do you get that winter depression?
Oh, I had a fucking moment. I had a full-blown panic anxiety attack last night. That shit sucked.
Oh, damn.
That shit was not fun.
You
want to
talk about it?
Nope.
All right. So we're talking about today, old man.
You're not my supervisor!
Nothing, man. All right, so I got a question. And even though I asked you guys this question before we were on air, our last thing on the show. Just Greg, have you ever been... did you have sex as a teenager?
Technically, yes.
Wait, what do you mean technically?
Because I lost my virginity very late.
Really?
Like 19.
Seriously?
That's what I said technically.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just not give a shit?
Oh, I gave a shit. I was just a little, I was just conflicted on things. So, you know.
Like picky?
Picky. Not sure if I should, you know, if I knew what I was doing. If I was doing it with the right person. And like, I don't know. There was some, I was more into religion and stuff back then, so there was that pressure that I was dealing with back then. So I was like, you know what? Let me just wait like I'm supposed to. And then one summer, I met somebody who kind of, you know, changed that idea for me. So,
now I understand why you never really had to worry about the topic that's coming up now.
And I think that's the case for like most people. I think that like, and I respect that honesty because I think a lot of people, as time goes on, like their history gets a little exaggerated.
Yeah.
And I think for most people that was the case in high school. You know, not everybody was a hoe.
I wasn't a hoe. All
right.
I only had.
He just gave him the illest stare.
Who?
Everybody's a hoe. And then he just looked at you like...
yeah.
He looked at you like Luigi.
Divide an image of that so he can use for the title.
I apologize in advance. I figured out how to make memes recently, so...
Oh, okay.
The audience of the Old Man Wade Show on Facebook, prepare yourself.
It's coming.
That's how I feel about how to make a meme. But yeah, so, how old were you? You don't mind me asking. You don't have to
answer. I was pretty young. And it wasn't, it's one of those stories where, like, people talk about it when you were younger. It's like, it's cool. But then the older you get and you think about it, like, yo, that girl was a lot older than me.
So Maria says I was, yeah. Maria said the same thing. Like, it was my 14th birthday. Yeah. She was going on 18.
Yeah, it was similar. And, so I guess, I don't know. I don't want to get that dark.
Nah, so this is where it, yeah. So I was you know how like nostalgia kicks in randomly depending on like where you're at, the environment and things of that nature. So I was on the bus, and I thought I saw this woman that I used to try to hook up with when we were both in high school. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day we were about to get it on. Both ass naked, and all of a sudden you hear the scariest noise you can hear when you're a teenager and you're naked.
A door opening.
Yep.
Facts. Yeah. Oh no. Or the keys. No, no, no. Yeah, the keys are jiggling on the outside. Like,
you know, or click, click.
Yeah, because you know it's a parent. You know, it has to be a parent.
No one else could have been.
No one else could have
been. So, literally, she threw me off her. And I flew on the side of the bed. Like, just chilling. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. My clothes are on the other side of the bed. I'm in between the bed and the wall. Like, ass naked, and like, it's not one of those beds, you know, like, it's not a bed where I could, like, kind of crawl under, get my shit, and put it on, you know what I mean? Yeah. Nah, so I'm just there, like that.
Shit. So, they got the full Monty?
Huh?
They got the full Monty?
No, I didn't get caught.
Really? How'd you escape?
I waited till her mom went to the bathroom and grabbed my shit. I threw my drawers on, put my pants on in the hallway.
See, stories like that only get exciting once there's, like, a shotgun being pulled out. Angry dad, you gotta like run through the window. All you see butt ass cheeks just flopping in the wind like ladies, man.
Yo, what are you? Yo, you're giving me the. You talking about ice girls, man? You're giving me an ice girl.
Are you judging them
for real?
Living vicariously through you.
Living vicariously. I was like, what was I like 16 at the time? So I got another one.
You have another one.
I have another one. It's kind of similar.
Alright.
So, same shit that I lost my virginity to. We used to just, like, whenever we had vacations, we were fucking. So, like, went to her house one vacation day. I got up, told my mother I was doing whatever the fuck shit I was doing. And I went to her crib. Right. And same thing. Doing a damn thing. And all of a sudden, click, click. And
blood turns cold.
Yo, because the good thing about it was, it would assume me. I didn't hear click, click. I heard the screen door open. So the screen door, then the next door, then her door.
See, that gives you enough time. You know, time slows down. You can plot out your escape route.
I grabbed, the thing about it is there was only one way out.
Oh, shit.
So.
This is before, like, safety standards were.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
So.
You're old.
This is
child labor laws.
The name is in the title, man. Right?
This is why ISD was created.
So I grabbed my clothes or whatever, and I couldn't go down the stairs, so I went up the stairs. I'm by this door, and this door doesn't open. So I'm
that's like fuck. That's a very white person in a horror movie. Bad idea. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Now you mentioned it. Yeah. What's the one thing they tell you never to do in a horror movie or if you're being chased by the cops? Don't go upstairs.
Yeah. Like, find a window, damn it. What's wrong with you? There's not enough jumping out of windows in these doors. But go ahead.
The first story, she was on, like, the fourth or fifth floor. So there wasn't no jumping out the fucking window there. This one, I probably could have because she was on the second floor. And come to think of it, oh, you know what it is? Uh-huh. I thought about going out the porch, but, like, her neighbors are nosy as shit. So they would have been like, there was some boy jumping out the...
Yeah, but y'all can deny that shit. Plausible deniability, man. Is that
depending on the level of rapport between your parents and the neighbors, your neighbors can... Tell your parents a bold-faced lie and they'll believe them over you.
Yo, I saw a dragon leave his house.
Yep. I saw them cutting up coke and everything. Like, they had naked women processing the drugs and they had a gunman at the door.
Yo! Yo, I'm just picturing you two like holding guns with the bass on and like naked IG models cooking up coke.
Yeah. I mean, there's a recession coming up, so
better. I said I'm looking forward to it.
You gonna flip houses?
Yeah, bro.
I wasn't joking when I said that. I know, Greg.
Old man Wade financial tip: buy gold.
Buy gold. No.
Actually.
No.
Gold prices are going up. Like I said,
listen to Fuckboy 45. Invest in coal.
Invest in coal. Yeah, coal, definitely. That's going up.
Invest in coal.
Pork bellies.
You dumb motherfuckers.
Nah, for real. Save your money. And when this eventual recession comes out, yo, it's about to be a bunch of foreclosures. Go crazy. That's my advice.
And let me, all you people who claim you're normal, y'all are fucked. Because y'all are going to know how to deal when the dark times come.
The dark times?
The dark times.
Yeah, I was talking about a slight downturn in the economy, but shit, is there more we have to look? Like, should I get my bunker ready?
Dog, people are going to lose their shit during a recession. Are you kidding me?
I mean, we have to start
battling. These soft motherfuckers in here are going to know how to act.
You know, well, people, I don't know. Shit, now I'm depressed.
You brought it up! Damn
it. I'm sorry, guys.
The fucking young Jeezy over here bringing up the recession. You don't get that. You don't get that reference, do you?
No.
The recession's on the way. Hey, and on another note, Jeezy. Then the album was a recession, yeah, wasn't it?
The album was a recession.
I'm not a Jeezy.
It was around the time Obama just got elected, I think.
Mm. Oh, that was president's black Jeezy.
Yeah. The president's back and my Lambo's blue. But yeah, so I almost got caught a couple times. Thankfully, only twice. I did get caught once.
Yeah, this is what. Yes.
But I wasn't. But we weren't even fucking. We were just talking. That was the funny part about it. We weren't even thinking about having sex. It was just there was some shit going on with me.
It was like a Mormon household. Like,
not allowed to, like, we were fucking. Okay, yeah. But we weren't having sex that day. We weren't even thinking about having sex that day. But her mom came home and was just like blah blah blah. So.
I know what y'all been doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny, we weren't thinking about doing it that day. But yeah, so. Javi, I'm guessing you don't have any wild stories almost getting caught?
I got one. And it's funny because, you know, you think you're so smart when you're that age, but you're pretty much an idiot. Which makes these stories kind of funny. So, it was me and a friend. We used to mess around. I think I was like a sophomore. And for some reason, we didn't even do it in her room. We were in the living room. But her parents weren't supposed to be coming in at, you know, they weren't supposed to be in at any time soon. So we're getting it in. And then you hear that dreaded
click, click,
click, click. So beeline it to her room. Because again, this is back in the day before there was any, like, need for another exit. Why is there only one door in these apartments? I don't get it. So we beeline to her room. Her mom gets in. I'm nervous. She's nervous. She walks out to intercept her mom to have a conversation. Whatever, right? Luckily, her mom leaves. I'm like, damn, that's lucky. I realize that I left all my stuff. My Tim's. My pants.
Ooh.
My jacket.
Your pants?
Exactly. In the living room. And I'm pretty sure her mom saw that. But instead of, you know, embarrassing her in front of me or whatever, she just left. But I knew that was happening ever since then. Like, I just couldn't look her mom in the eyes. Ever.
So, was there a conversation after the
fact? It was never, like, her mom never brought it up. There was never a conversation. It was like, she's a Jamaican woman. So, again, I know somebody got cussed out, but she just never brought it up to me.
Did you beat again?
I mean, you know.
Did you beat in the house?
No. No, not for a while. No. No. That was... That silent treatment. It was just like, you know, she knew.
So you don't even want to be.
Yeah. You know, like she knew. And then like,
yo, Greg, tell me that's not some shit you see on The Wire. Like someone comes, some dude gets caught, like comes home early from his girl's cheating. Mm-hmm. And looks in, sees like a pair of pants, some big ass pair of Tim's in the living room.
Yeah, you know, and this girl, she was skinny, you know, small, petite. So none of that stuff belonged to her. So,
oh man,
you mean she didn't go through the TLC phase?
What's that? What, no, oh, like the baggy.
The baggy shirts and everything.
So, Maria went to, Valkyrie went to a concert. It was Flo Rida, Nelly, and TLC. Mm-hmm. She went somewhere last week, on Sunday.
Uh huh.
And so, Maria comes back. And I was like, well, how was the concert? She goes, it's funny how amped up people still get for, like, Nelly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, he has hits. And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But she goes, that's fine and all. But she goes, yo, T-Bars did not age well. Yo, and I was like, she looked like somebody's auntie. She goes, that's exactly what I said. I was like, dog, that's fucked up. And then I Googled a picture and I went, ew. I still be. Like, she's still attractive, but she's just older. She's 49 years old.
You gotta be willing to put up with her, though.
What's Chili look like, though?
Chili's still fine.
Yeah,
right. Chili's still fine.
Yeah, Chili was always that, you know.
Damn it, Wade!
You know what? You should leave that. and just feel, and just anytime you do something stupid, replay that and just feel the shame all over you.
So, question. So, when you guys were teenagers and getting it in with these women,
yes,
were you doing it? Were you always doing it at their house when their parents weren't home?
Yes.
So, with me, I wasn't getting it in like that. I had my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I wasn't this dude over here to the right.
Dog!
So, I wasn't fucking like all the time. Unless I had a girl at the time. What?
Y'all making me sound like I'm like...
Did you like... You were like a jock playing basketball.
I was a jock, but I was a fucking annoying, nerdy jock.
Whatever.
I played basketball, yeah. Ran track, and I was in JROTC.
You know what I mean? You had a lot of extracurriculars.
Yeah.
You didn't have time to get anything. But,
Says you. Sometimes all those extracurricular activities gave me a lie to not be home.
Yeah, it was literally any time... For me, it was anywhere the parents weren't at the time. Because, you know... Working class community, parents worked all the time, so it's a lot of a long time.
I was lucky because the one that I was with, yeah. When I was at the tender age of 19, it was just her mom. She only lived with her mom, and her mom was cool as shit. Like, she knew, like, we were both young and, you know, guys and girls at a certain age, you know.
Yeah.
There's a high probability that we'd be doing our thing, but she kind of, like, didn't pay it no mind. And a lot of the times when I was at her house and we were doing the do, her mom was home. Like, her mom was either in the living room or upstairs.
Wait.
All we had to do was lock the door and we did our thing in her bedroom.
I'm guessing her parents weren't from, like, an island or anything like that.
No.
Yeah.
And it was just her mom, not her... Her dad didn't live there, so it's like, well, it worked out for us because we were definitely like jackrabbits.
See, I think part of the problem, and I wouldn't even call it a problem because, again, I don't think a lot of people would fucking like that in high school, to be honest with you. But, I had a friend like that.
Yeah.
From a young age that had, like, I've always had, like, friends who had parents that just didn't care enough.
Yeah.
Right? And then, so as a kid, you kind of take advantage of that, you know? And that, I guess that's, that gets you into a lot of trouble, but I think also that's the quickest avenue to, like, losing your virginity or whatever. Just not having parents around that kind of, like, monitor what you're doing. Like, my mom monitored, but she had to work, so.
That's how every, the first few women I had sex with, that's what it was for me.
Yeah.
It was, mom really cared about everything that was going on, but they just weren't old.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So, I was fortunate enough, but it was funny because you guys will know this because you're from Boston. Anyone listening from Boston will get this. I lost my virginity over by the water behind River Street Park.
Oh, shit.
That's usually was our spot. Like, I would tell my mom I was out at drill practice at ROTC.
Yeah.
I was actually doing drill practice.
You weren't lying. But yeah, that's how it was. Like, we just lucked out. Like, her mom knew what we were doing. And as far as I'm concerned, as far as I knew, her mom was just... All her mom said to her was, don't get pregnant.
Damn, that's crazy.
Whatever you're doing, do your thing, don't get pregnant. Because I think at the time, I was like a year out of high school. But I was working. And she wasn't working. But she just finished high school, and I can't remember what her plans were then, but I guess there was a level of rapport, and, like, there was some foundation of trust to which her mom knew she didn't really have to worry about her daughter, you know, screwing up early in life and just ended up with, you know, a gang of kids and a bunch of baby daddies. I guess I kind of gave off that impression, like, I'm not one of those, you know, fuck boys that are just gonna... come through, do his thing, and just leave. And cause all types of havoc, but... I lucked out.
I was about to say, you've never really been that dude, though, so... For as long as I've known you.
No, I mean, we've...
Shit, I don't care how cool you are. Like, my 19-year-old daughter has a dude over the house. Like, we fighting. Nah. I'm being...
I don't want to see him either. if I have a daughter... Or I don't even want my son in the crib doing whatever. Yeah. Whatever y'all doing... I know it's going to happen. Don't have it happening at my house. Because if I have a son and he's impregnating somebody's daughter, I don't want to be the one who facilitated that.
Nah.
For real. You know what I mean? And I definitely don't want it to be done if it's my daughter. Some dude coming. It's unfortunately, there is a double standard where, you know, because we kind of envision some random no good punk in the crib.
You're older than me. Some random no good punk.
That's how they see it. Hey, that's the nicest word I can come up with.
So basically, we're saying bitch ass niggas is what he was saying.
But that is a double standard where we're like, we're more protective of our daughters than we are of our sons.
Do you want to do, like, are you gonna, like, I felt like that for so long, but now that me and my wife are, like, seriously thinking about, like, having kids, right? I'm kind of like, if I have a boy, right, do I want to continue something, like,
trends,
like, or if I have, like, a boy and a girl, right, am I going to treat one differently than the other? You know, like, I
kind of feel like it's a natural thing to treat someone. What was it Jalen Rose said? I'm going to treat all of you fair, but I'm not going to treat all of you equal. I guess it makes the most sense. For example,
but am I going to base it on their gender, or am I going to base it on, like, the type of people they grow into?
You're never going to know. I don't think it's a question. And Greg, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong here, but I don't think that's a question, excuse me, that can be answered right now, because you just, like, you don't know. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, excuse me. Like, I think we all grow up and we have life lessons and we turn into different people. Like, I'm not the person I was at 14. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I cringe listening to old Cannabis songs when he dropped the F-bomb, like, every three stanzas. You know what I mean? I'm not that person anymore.
I think I would, if I do end up having children in the future, I think I would try, whether boy or girl, I think I would try to raise them the same. Because, like, especially in my line of work, I'm seeing, like, the after effects of men who were coddled growing up versus the women, because it's undeniable that the women are, like, inherently more responsible nowadays.
Absolutely.
And the guys are kind of just doing whatever, and, like, there's an effect
that's marriage.
On, you know what I mean? It does take an effect on people, and, you know, there's a lot of men, you know, who are of age to be responsible adults, but they don't really take on the role of responsible adults because they always had X, Y, and Z looking out for them or taking care of them, and it shouldn't be that way.
I agree.
So, like, one of the things that I would want to instill in my son or daughter are the principles of being a responsible person growing up, not just the principles of being a responsible person if you're a boy or if you're a girl. Granted, there are some differences because we don't live in a society where everything is just an equal playing field for everybody, but I think there are some basic principles that are not gender specific.
I could see you that. Yeah, I agree. Everything you said was, like, spot on, man. And it was, and this is going to sound weird coming from me, but I think it was a very responsible and mature soliloquy to everything that you said. Like, I can see you being a great dad. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
thank you.
You're super responsible. You're analytical to a T. You know what I mean? But, like, all those things, like, you know what I mean? I can see you telling your son or daughter not to do something, but then telling them why. Not, like, don't do as I say, not as I do. Yeah. But, like, kind of like, don't do this because. And then you can give, I can see you giving them, like, a legitimate reason why it shouldn't be done. Like, you know what I mean? So, I think it's different. Like, I just from knowing you, you know what I mean?
When they coming?
Can't come soon enough.
Ah.
You know, on my Instagram, I'm following more and more baby accounts.
Damn, you got your baby fever?
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Man,
I definitely have the baby fever right now. I definitely got the baby
fever. Greg, you got baby fever?
Yeah, I do.
So,
I really do.
I mean, I don't know why I find that funny. I think it's just you. Don't show me any baby accounts.
No. You know, what I discovered?
Greg's DM's about to go bling, 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 bling.
You know the Discover page, which is like a curation of all the stuff that you like and you're interested on Instagram.
Yeah.
Look at how many babies you see on my page.
Dog, what is wrong with you?
If you just keep scrolling, there's just, there's kids, there's babies, there's a bunch of shit. I'm like, you know what have I, what's happened to me?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this episode's not going the way you planned, though, man, but I must ask this question, because we're already off track. But, yeah. So are you single at the moment?
I'm single, yeah.
Dog, what is wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
What happened to my friend?
Don't baby shame him.
I'm gonna baby shame him.
She like just excites me.
I'm sorry. Now I'm just scrolling through his
See now look at you. Oh, well, you just changed it to boobs, didn't you?
No, I didn't just change it to boobs. Boobs just happened to come up. That's crazy. Is that a squid? It's a giant squid. Anyway, so yeah.
Fun fact: squid's pretty tasty. But so the great.
The taste is.
Ugh. Is part of your plan to have a kid involving like finding somebody, or would you look at alternatives?
No, I would much rather find somebody than have a kid. I want a single unit. I want a woman that I've done my homework on, did a proper assessment on, and she checks most of the boxes, because nobody's going to check all the boxes. Yeah. And I'd like to have the same perception for me as well. And we're both like in a place in our lives where we want to make it work, and we see each other being together long term, and we have, you know, whether we, if we get married, maybe, I'm not sure if that's something that she wants to do, but I'm not opposed to that. I don't know, I'm just,
I think that's a good way to look at it, because like I think me and my wife, we got married at a young age, right? Uh-huh. We consider it a young age. We even we think about that even to this day, right? Yeah. So I think for a while we were growing and kind of figuring out who we were within the marriage before we even started to consider it. Like now, after 9 years, we're at a point where we're like, you know, next year, eventually when we have like a kid, we can have. Eventually, when we buy our house, we can have a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. We're preparing now, so I can see. I can see you at an older age than we were, right?
Mm-hmm.
More mature, you know, have your life relatively in order. Wanting to have somebody that's more turnkey, right? Because you're not gonna, you know, the time, like you don't have like the 9 years that we had, right? Like So you're gonna want somebody that's more turnkey. Does that add to the pressure? Do you think, like, now that you do want a kid, like, does that add to the qualifications that you're looking for? Like, do you want somebody older? Do you want somebody younger?
I prefer younger women. Yeah, I do. I just pretty much most of my life I've dated younger women. Not like crazy younger, but like the ones that I've dated, like they've been my girlfriend. They've either been like a year younger than me or like 6 or 7 years younger than me.
Okay, okay.
But it wasn't like a huge like generation gap or anything like that that I've dealt with.
Do you think that their relative lack of life experience, right? Like, not saying because somebody 6 years younger than you can be, you know, super mature or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Math is math. There's going to be certain things that they didn't go through yet. Do you think that could possibly become an obstacle when you're trying to raise a kid, like creating tension?
I don't think so, because a lot of the women that I dated that were that where we did have that like 6 or 7 year difference in age, there wasn't that much of a difference. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't like they obviously they probably liked things a little more. How should I say? They may have been more up to speed on, like, certain things that the younger crowd is up to speed on or into, but it wasn't by so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still, like, I think 6 years is just enough to where we remember the same cartoons from back in the day.
Yeah, this generation is pretty wild.
Like, from back in the day, like, we all remembered the same stuff, so it wasn't, like, a huge, like, shock for any of us.
I was going to say, considering, like, your age, like, 6 years is, it seems like a lot, but it's still around the same, like, kind of like you said, Javi, you kind of know the same cartoons, you kind of listen to the same music.
Craig said that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Like you said, Greg, but like, you know, like, it kind of still around there. So like, it's different when like, I see people who are like 22 and I say something like, Midnight Marauders, and they're like, what's that? And I go, what's the first CD you ever bought with your own money? And they're like, Little Bow Wow. I'm like, fuck.
Yo, 22 to me at this age looks like, there's no difference between 22 and like 16 at this point.
I agree.
Like, they look the same. I feel like they act this, like, they look like kids to me. I don't,
like, yeah, you want to hand them a job application, even though they have jobs.
Yeah, like, or like mm-hmm. a college application or something.
I look at them like, me and Mom Valkyrie make fun of that all the time. I'm like, dog, you're 12 years old. Fuck out of my face with that. Like, you're way too young.
You heard about, on that, apparently Puff Daddy's dating Steve Harvey's 22-year-old daughter. So,
there's more to it than that.
Too. Is there more to it than that?
Supposedly, she used to date his son too.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is so, I don't get people like, and he's way older than any of us, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't get that. I don't get it.
You know the thing that I don't get?
Yeah.
Is it's not because of the age difference. Because personally, I feel like once you reach a certain age,
yeah.
Doug, both Scorpions is 3 days before me. He's 49 years old, Doug.
That's crazy, bro.
Like, and I get your point, but okay. Go ahead, Greg.
Once you reach a certain age, you can date whoever you want. You know what I mean?
You
can date whoever you want.
Yeah.
I think people are being really extra by saying, oh, like, nowadays, we all know what a pedophile is.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. But I'm not saying he's a pedophile.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he's saying that. Yeah, but a lot of people are saying, oh, I'm getting pedophile vibes from such and such because he's 36 and he's dating a 22-year-old.
Right.
Or he's 58, but he's dating, like, a 25-year-old. She's grown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not knocking Diddy for that. Yeah. If he thinks he can handle a 21-year-old or whatever, how old she is, more power to him. But
if somebody like Diddy, I don't see that as a challenge.
Well, I think it's a challenge for the average man.
Yeah.
For several reasons.
Yeah. Not for somebody like Diddy, though.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The thing that I kind of take issue with, and I don't really take issue with it, it's just something that kind of shows up on my radar. Of all people, your son's ex. That's the wild thing. It's like, of all people, your son's ex, and there's so much. There's, right now, even for the average guy, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You are Diddy.
International.
There's even more fish in the sea for you.
He's got oceans we haven't even
seen. Exactly. Like, he's been to uncharted territory for us.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that kind of throws me off. Like, really? Really? But me personally, like, when it comes to younger women, the main issues that, and I've said this in the online before, the forum that we kind of frequent, but The main, like, the pros and cons of dating younger women for guys is, like, the pros is, like, okay, let's be real. Younger women tend to be more attractive with regards to their bodies and everything like that.
I disagree, but...
That's
more attractive? It's subjective.
Okay, like, I'm 38. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a woman who's within my age group is not going to be sitting like a 22, 23-year-old woman.
All right.
And when I say sitting, I mean like boobs extra perky, butt extra round, and like
the opinions of just
everything. Like, no, we're just being honest here.
You want to repeat?
So just generally, a younger woman is going to be more physically fit and nicer looking than one who's in her 30s, 40s, higher, whatever, like that. That's okay. If people don't agree with me, they don't agree with me. It is what it is.
You don't give a fuck on any level. No one disagrees.
Yeah, I don't care.
I did put the disclaimer for the angry comments.
But does this mean that I go
the angry comments?
Fuck them niggas.
No, does this mean I go around looking for younger women? Yeah. No, I'm just making an observation. Second, for guys in our 30s, there tends to be a bit more baggage that comes along with the older women versus the younger women for obvious reasons.
Do you think that's the case though? Like,
I think so.
I think certain women come with baggage, but like you said before, there's certain like in your you notice a difference between people that were coddled, right, at mm-hmm. young age, and those that weren't, right?
Yeah.
But those are just two individual opposite ends of the spectrum of being raised, right? Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, or living your life, right? There's a bunch of women, right, that are single in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Yeah. I don't know the percentage, right? Like, and again, I'm not single. I'm out here in the streets.
Okay.
You have way more of a informed opinion than I do. But at the same time, crazy. Who gave you drops?
That was YouTube.
But I think at the same time, there's a bunch of women around our age and older that didn't go through that. Like, that didn't go through getting wrecked by life, right? Like,
yeah, there's... But there's, like, you're gonna, like, you're supposed to have more, like, and sometimes baggage isn't necessarily a horrible thing. For some people, baggage just means you have, like, you've
been through some shit.
Experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It may not necessarily been to the point where you wear a chip on your shoulder, or, you know, you just had this, you know, you've been in so many toxic relationships, so now you don't know how to be toxic. It's not that. Sometimes you might be a little insecure than the average person. Sometimes you might be, you know, a little more just... You know, you might move differently from a person who may have not had the same kind of experiences that you have. Huh. But that's what I mean by that. But like, yeah, like it's kind of a thing where, you know, the higher you are in age, and this really goes for men and women. Huh. You know what I mean? But I can only speak for, you know, relationships with women because I only deal with women.
Yeah.
But to speak to, like, the cons of dating younger women, obviously, experience.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a thing where, like, depending on the age of a woman, or actually, let me not say woman, depending on the age of a person, as you stated, there are some things that, let's take Aisha Curry, for example. When her and Jada Pinkett Smith were talking about things that Aisha Curry was currently going through, Jada Pinkett Smith was talking about, I've been there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So she understands what she was going through. Yep. And I'm pretty sure when Aisha Curry gets to Jada Pinkett's age, Jada Pinkett can look at her and go, hey, I've been where you are. You know what I mean? And like I look at people that I see in their advanced age, and they say the same thing to me. They're like, I've been where you are. Like married men who are happy in their relationship, who go, I've been where you're at. Not in terms of like... happiness in marriage, but just life. Mm-hmm. When you're like, you know, you're trying to do more, you're trying to be more, like you're like, you know, you're working towards something. So like they look at it and go, I've been where you're at. Now I see 22-year-olds and they're doing their thing and I'm like, and they say something to me, I go, yeah, I've been where you're at. Like, you know what I mean? And they're like, oh, well, and someone like will say, yeah, I love my ex, man, but da 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 da. And my homie say not to date your ex. I'm like, dog, I married my ex. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I, like, you know what I mean? Just be smart about it. So, like, I'm now the guy at 36 talking to a 22-year-old, like, I've been where you're at. It's not necessarily as bad as it may not be as bad as you're making it out to be. Mm-hmm. So I think with age should come wisdom. Not, it doesn't always happen, but with age should come wisdom. With baggage comes life lessons. With whatever comes a positive. You should be taking these life experiences and then turning them into gold. You should be turning them into something that you won't necessarily go through again. And as cliche as this phrase goes, those who don't learn history are destined to repeat it.
Are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah. So, like, that's the only disadvantage I think of dating someone younger. But on the flip side of that, as you may have pointed out earlier, Greg, a lot of women have been through a lot.
Yeah.
So they, and we all know that women mature faster.
Yeah. Okay.
So going through all the stuff that they've gone through, and then on top of that, maturing faster, a 5 or 6 year age gap isn't really that big a deal. Because
that's why I haven't had any like issues dating someone who was like 5, 6, 7 years younger than me.
But that also still means, like, for you, they're still in their 30s, though. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So, and, like, you'd expect a 30-year-old person to be way more mature mm-hmm. than someone who's, like, 22 or 25, who may or may not have gone through their whole phase. And I mean, whole phase from men and women, for shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Or someone who hasn't, like, shit, there are college students who, you graduate college at what, normally, like, 22?
Roughly, 21, yeah.
22. Yeah.
There are 21, 22-year-old kids who have never held a full-time job because their whole life was school. So you don't know. So you get people like that who's never held a full-time job thrust into a world where it's like, you got to work 40 hours a week. And then if you're working a career, you're probably going to be working more because you're going to be working at home. You're going to be working on the weekend. You're going to be staying late. You're going to be coming in early. Like, you know what I mean? So they don't really know how to date. You know what I mean? How do you know how to date when your whole life has been school? How do you become a person when your whole life is...
I think the one thing you actually pick up in college for a lot of people is the art of dating. Actually, like you,
it's the art of dating or the art of fucking.
Oh shit!
You know what I mean?
Shit. Have to think about that one. All
right. Yeah. Does anybody else have any final thoughts on the topic at hand? Anything you want to say about that, Greg? Just dating or anything, like having kids or marriage or anything like that? Any comments?
No, I think I said what I had to say.
Superior Superbook?
Man, just do you, man. Have fun.
Yeah, have fun. Be responsible.
Yes.
You know.
All right, man. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. One thing, the genius of justification, Just Greg, for coming in. The Superior Superbook for being the co-host, as always.
You.
Don't forget to visit oldmanwade.com.
Oldmanwade.com.
Don't forget to visit the Facebook page, The Old Man Wade Show.
The Old Man Wade Show.
Expect more memes from the Superior Superbook. and as soon as I get the app, this should be fun, because the ones you sent me yesterday were fucking hysterical. All right, man. Thank you. Until then.
Damn it, Wade.